The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 22nd day of September, 2011. Pushing the boulder up the hill today. Absolutely no sleep last night, so I'm doing this with one arm tied behind my back. That's okay. Most of the mainstream media out there, we can function at half level and still be twice as good as they are. At twice my eyeball, 10 times. At any rate, y'all are aware that the stock market had a pretty bad day today. Europe is in absolute shambles. The money magicians are trying to put Band-Aids on this situation. I mean, it was even suggested that maybe they dump Greece from the EU, that they're going to try to eliminate the weakest. Well, that's not going to help. You can start throwing countries under the bus, so to speak, but it will not do you any good because they have a fundamental problem. They're massively in debt. So, as we had told people, and as I said on yesterday's program, the rumblings around Wall Street is that, yes, there will be a QE3. There has always already been a QE3 of sorts. They're not referring to it really as an extension of QE2, but buying $400 billion in securities is certainly a quantitative easing to the tune of $400 billion. I mean, come on. But they're not calling it QE3. But the rumor has already hit the street that, in fact, Ben Bernanke and Mr. Timothy Geithner are going to recognize the problem and, well, they need to monetize more debt, which simply means to you and I, in terms we're familiar with, just crank up the printing presses once again. Just print them up. Print the dollars up that you need. I'm going to play a clip here from a guy by the name of Mr. Schiff. That's Irwin Schiff I had on this network years ago. And he was busily battling the IRS. Well, his son got into the game on financial things. Smart guy. So we're going to play the clip from that and other assorted stories today about meltdown and retirement funds. Make no mistake about it, folks. That is something that the government cannot keep its hands off of. And is there going to be a presidential debate tonight? I thought it was tonight. Another presidential debate. Just in time for that, we learn that the jobs that Mr. Rick Perry has been touting down here in Texas, well, it ain't been for Texans. It's been for legal and illegal aliens as well. So we'll get into all that, and we'll make sense out of this day, promise you that. We'll take the short break, grab a fresh cup of Java, and we'll get on with today's program. I'm John Stadtmiller. It's the National Intel Report. Welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The Fed Reserve has decided to foist the QE3 on America, but instead of naming it after its previous failures, the QE1 and QE2, the non-government agency is calling it Operation Twist. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a nice term coming from your government? Yeah, we got a program. We're calling it Twist, which is basically the bond yield curve. They're trying, by snatching up the longer dated bonds, the Fed will purchase $400 billion of treasuries with maturities between 6 and 30 years before the end of 2012, of next year, June of next year, rather. And we'll sell the same amount with maturities of 3 years or less. This is an agreement to continue QE2 in a low-grade way. Chief Investment Officer over at TCW told CNN. Not surprisingly, because the financial elite always tell us stuff way in advance, and for those that have the ears to hear it, this represents nothing short of an underhanded attack on pension funds. And there's a stealth attack on, I think, and it's going to be very bad news for many pension funds, said Mr. Salenmind of Money Week. He went on to say this is going to hit our pension fund industry very hard. Frankly, it's the last industry, the industry needs, as he says. I'd go as far as to say this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back for many of already struggling funds. Now, the attack against people on fixed incomes and retirees began several years ago. I don't need to tell you folks out there that. You've already recognized that fact. In October of 08, Congress's top budget analyst estimated that the Americans' retirement plans lost as much as $2 trillion in a 15-month period. Bernanke's latest bogus effort to stimulate the economy will accelerate the pace considerably. And you see, the problem with insurance companies and retirement fund people and all that, they were all invested where? Oh, that's right, in the stock market, in housing, in just about everything. They diversify, they try to make profits off of other investments. Well, the problem is when you're not centered and you're not protecting your investment and your investment strategy for the people that are investing with you, well, then you're subject to the economic winds of change. We'll just put it that way. Now, the establishment media admits the Fed is going after old folks. And Reuters reported today the Federal Reserve's Operation Twist to bring down bond yields and stimulate the economy is likely to cause pain for the nation's largest pension funds, already struggling with funding shortfalls from the recent stock market decline. When you see stuff like that in the newspaper, when I prefaced before I read that statement, that where are they invested? Do you think they've got their money buried in a vault someplace where nobody can get at it? No, a lot of people have gotten at it. And everything is shaky on the market right now. That's why the government is actually making plans to take over the retirement accounts. Now, in order to add insult to pain, the Fed also said there's significant downside risk to the economic outlook, including strains in global financial markets. In other words, QE1 and its sick brother QE2 did nothing beyond expand the money supply and add to the pace of inflation now gaining momentum. That crazy congressman, Ron Paul, noted inflation is created by the private bankster-owned Fed Reserve and represents a hidden tax on the American people. In addition to sabotaging pensions and lowering the life expectancy of millions, the Fed once again is grifting, I'll call it grifting, they call it gifting, the hedge fund racketeers who are increasingly getting retirement funds and the allocations to take bigger risks to offset lower fixed portfolio returns. Money Morning took a note on that. Instead of merely calling this thing Operation Twist, let's call it Operation Twist and Shout. Because by the time the Fed and the globalists are finished with us, we'll all be screaming in the streets. Here is Peter Schiff on Operation Twist and why it's really going to hurt. The audio is kind of sucky on this, but bear with me. It's the best that we can do with it.
Hi, everybody. It's Peter Schiff. This is Wednesday, September 21st, 2011. Well, Operation Twist is officially underway. Of course, though, it was more Operation Thud on Wall Street as the Dow dropped about 280 points shortly after the Federal Reserve announced its latest vain attempt to artificially stimulate the economy. You know, maybe some people were a little disappointed that we didn't get even more easing, QE3, on top of Operation Twist. Although the real problem with Operation Twist is it's going to put the squeeze on the banks, which is not going to help the economy grow by any means. I mean, I guess what the Fed's idea here behind Operation Twist, and if you don't know what this is, what it means is the Fed is going to sell about $400 billion worth of shorter-term notes that it has in its portfolio. These are notes with 1 to 3 year maturities, and then it's going to turn around and buy government bonds or mortgages or whatever with 6 to 30 year maturities. So the Fed is going to twist its balance sheet in that it's going to lengthen the maturity of the government debt that it owns. Now, of course, long-term, this puts the Fed in a more vulnerable position because when rates ultimately rise, then the Fed takes a bigger hit on these assets. And if the Fed has to shrink its balance sheet or tries to shrink it to tighten monetary policy and finally fight off inflation instead of create it, it's going to be that much more difficult because now it's got to sell long-term bonds into the market, which is going to put a lot of upward pressure on interest rates and unravel reverse, rather, any gain that the Fed thinks it's creating by bringing rates down. So I think it puts the Fed into a bigger box and makes it more difficult to shrink its balance sheet and makes it more painful for the economy when it ultimately does. But again, the Fed doesn't care about how much damage it does in the long run. The Fed is acting very politically, and it's trying whatever it can to try to goose the economy ahead of the 2012 election. So its latest brainstorm is that it's concluded that the problem with the U.S. economy is that interest rates, long-term interest rates, are just not low enough. I mean, despite the fact that they've never been this low in our lifetimes. I mean, the yield on the 10-year, I'm looking at it now, is 1.875. That's it. 1.875. The 30-year is down to 3.039. I mean, almost 3% even. We've never had interest rates so low. The economy is a mess. Interest rates are as low as they've ever been. And the Fed's conclusion is, if we could just get them a little lower, that's going to do the trick, and the economy is going to turn around. You know, maybe one of the reasons the economy is in so much trouble is because interest rates are already too low. Maybe low interest rates are not part of the solution. Maybe they're part of the problem. That makes a lot more sense to me. And if low interest rates are part of the problem, then making them even lower makes the problem even bigger. You know, it's kind of like somebody's on a diet and they're convinced it's going to work. And the diet consists of just eating Twinkies. And so the person is eating all these Twinkies, yet they keep gaining weight. And they're not sure what the problem is. And they come to the conclusion that, you know, if I just ate more Twinkies, maybe I'd lose some weight. And so they just scarf down even more and they get fatter. And it doesn't occur to them that the reason they're so fat is because they're eating all these Twinkies. And what they've got to do is stop eating them. And again, it's not occurring to the Fed that it already has interest rates at rock bottom levels. It's kept them there for years, and yet the economy is in worse shape as a result, not better shape. And just bringing them down slightly isn't going to work. But this is the Fed's thinking. Again, the Fed is thinking, well, gee, we got a lot of people that have mortgages. If they can only refinance them at a lower rate, then they'll have some extra money to buy more stuff. And that spending is going to spur the economy. Well, first of all, no, it's not. I mean, most people, yes, it's certainly going to help the typical family if they can reduce their mortgage payments. Of course, for those families that are still making mortgage payments, you know, there are a number of people that just stopped making payments altogether. And so for them, it really doesn't matter what the mortgage rate is. But the majority of Americans are still paying their mortgage. And yes, if they can refinance and save $50 a month or $100 a month, yes, they're going to spend a little bit more money on food, on gasoline. I mean, that's not going to help the economy because we spent more money. I'm not saying that it's not going to help out for people to have a little extra money, especially when they're drowning as it is. Yeah, you're throwing them a little bit of a lifeline, but it's not going to change the dynamics because that's not going to grow the economy. I mean, more consumer spending isn't going to change anything. Consumers are already spending too much, and just enabling them to spend a little more isn't going to change the dynamic. It's not going to grow the economy. It's not going to create jobs. But what people have to consider is, where's the money coming from? If mortgage borrowers are going to get a little bit more money because their payments are down, where's the money coming from? Who is on the losing side of that transaction? And it's the lenders, because the lenders now are going to collect less in payments on the mortgages that they hold. And so that puts the squeeze on the banks. Now, in the past, as long-term rates were falling, so were short-term rates. In fact, short-term rates were falling even more. You had this positive sloping yield curve, and so the banks were able to handle the refis because even though they were giving their borrowers a better deal, they were getting a better deal themselves, and so they still had a positive spread, and so they weren't really being hurt by all the refinancing. But at this point, short-term rates can't go any lower. In fact, yields on 1 to 3 year maturities are probably headed a little higher now as a result of the twist. And so all this mortgage refinancing that the Fed is hoping to engineer comes at the direct expense of the banks.
We'll pause it right there. A few minutes left on this. I hope you're paying attention, because what the man is saying is the absolute truth. We'll be right back.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
All right, we are back. We'll continue here with the Schiff Report, Peter Schiff.
The gain to the borrower is the pain to the lender. And that is one of the reasons that you look at the banks today all hitting new 52-week lows. Look at Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan. These stocks are getting crushed. In fact, it looks like they're going for the 2008 financial crisis lows. And, of course, everybody in Congress seems to agree that small businesses need access to credit. They need to be able to borrow more money. And the idea is, well, let's lower interest rates. But lowering interest rates on home mortgages is actually going to make it harder for businesses to borrow money. After all, if the banks are getting squeezed, if their assets are losing value, if they're collecting less on their mortgages, they have less capital, they have less income to loan to small businesses to expand or to hire. All we're doing is shifting credit away from businesses back to consumers so it can be spent. So in other words, this plan is going to backfire on the Federal Reserve. It's going to actually restrict credit where we need it. And yes, it's going to allow for greater consumption, but that's the last thing we need. And of course, I think what the government is also trying to do is a lot of people can't refinance and take advantage of these low rates because their homes have lost so much value that their current mortgage exceeds the value of their house. And I've read that the Treasury or Congress is going to try to put pressure, or the Obama administration put pressure on Fannie and Freddie to guarantee mortgage refinancings up to 125% of the value of the home, which would let people who have been unable to refinance in the past because they had no equity refinance now, despite the fact that they're already underwater. And of course, this is even going to further endanger the banks because now you've got a bigger problem, because the banks on the mortgages that they were still collecting, right? Because there are a lot of mortgages that are in default where the banks are getting nothing, but at least they've got some mortgages where the homeowner is still paying, and so the money they're earning on the performing mortgages is offsetting some of the losses on the non-performing ones. But now, if all these people who have not been able to refinance but who have been paying, if all of a sudden they get a big refinance at a much lower rate, that really clobbers the banks. And so what's going to happen? What the government gives with the right hand, it's going to take away with the left hand, because if the government bankrupts the banks again by putting a squeeze on them, where's the money going to come to bail them out? And then, of course, you know, what about the effects on pensions, on insurance companies that own these assets? They're going to see their yields going down. What are they going to do? How are they going to make up for the losses? Are they going to raise insurance premiums for their customers? So, you know, whatever, maybe you gain a little bit because your mortgage payments go down, but now your insurance rates go up. And what about all the people, of course, that are living off of income, not just the banks, but what about people that are living off of fixed income? You know, they're going to have less spending. So none of this is going to work. These are all gimmicks. You know, but while the Fed is, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic of an economy, the real fundamental imbalances are allowed to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and nothing is being done about it. Nobody is questioning the legitimacy of a strategy that has repeatedly failed. Again, it is that old definition of insanity to just repeat the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. We're not going to get a different result. We're going to have the same result. If we want a different result, we've got to change the strategy. But unfortunately, there is no political will to change the strategy, because that involves leveling with the public, letting the public know how screwed up the economy is, how it got this way. It got this way because of government, because of the Federal Reserve, because of cheap money, because of excess government spending, excess government regulating, excess government taxing, and meddling in the economy. And that the solutions to the problems are going to involve a lot of short-term pain as we get all this government heroin out of our system, but that it will work. But that the solutions come from us. They come from the free market. They don't come as a gift from government, because government has nothing to give. It can only give what it takes. But the problem is, it costs so much money to keep the government going, it always has to take away a lot more than it gives. And in the process, it so screws up the economy with malinvestments and bad incentives that it diminishes the standard of living of everybody. Anyway, we'll see how the market continues to react as we move later in the week to this announcement. Of course, I will be talking about this in depth on my radio.
On his radio program, I'm sure he will be. Schiffradio.com, just in case you're interested. Kurt Nimmo, I read some of the information prior to this clip off of his September 22nd story. So there it is, folks. So they're stressing and straining here. Now, Peter Schiff, you know, why doesn't the government come clean with the people? Well, there's a good, very good reason for that. Because they can't. If they do, the already shaky stock market will certainly plunge even further. Would it collapse it? I don't know. It very well may. They've set themselves on a course that they don't seem to be able to deviate from. They're monetizing the debt. We warned people once they started down that path, that was a road of no return. Once they got on it, they couldn't get off of it. Talk a little bit more about this on the other side, and also job markets and what's going on here in Texas.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Tony Martin says, as the Obama administration assures Americans that there are signs of hope in the economy, the facts say exactly the opposite. The forecast is so dire, in fact, that the retirement funds and financial assets of all Americans are vulnerable to government seizure. Now, economists and market analysts who predicted the last meltdown are joining in a united chorus to warn that yet another is on its way pretty soon. And what's really sad about this is the Treasury Department will attempt to seize retirement accounts and other private assets in order to address the growing probability that a financial meltdown is on the way for the good old U.S. of A. Now, this is all of this is a guaranteed job rape, okay? In short, CNBC apparently has omitted from their archives. Rick Santelli was talking about the potential to effectively force money into the Treasury market. Well, why would they omit that from their archives? Well, how are they going to get the money for the Treasury Department? Where would they get this? From your 401 and IRA accounts. U.S. Treasury, this is from Business Week, the U.S. Treasury and Labor Departments will ask for public comment as soon as next week on ways to promote the conversions of the 401k savings and individual retirement accounts into annuities, or what they're calling other steady payment streams, according to Assistant Labor Secretary Phyllis Borzy and Deputy Assistant Treasury Mark Irwey, who are spearheading the effort. Let me tell you what exactly this is. It's an attempt to prevent the collapse of the Treasury market. Now, you just heard Irwin Schiff talking about that. You know, I mean, seriously, you want to take out a 6- to a 30-year Treasury for what amount? Ironically, they're telling us that inflation is around 4% or something. We don't repeat those numbers loudly because they're not the truth. Actually, it's more than double that. So what sane person would buy up treasuries from the United States when they know inflation and the not just the Fed Reserve? People need to understand this. Just not the Federal Reserve in this country, but in Europe. They both did the same things almost simultaneously. Here we call them quantitative easing. In Europe, it was austerity programs. Always liked the Europeans because they had a tad bit more class in the language that they would use in order to tell a lie. It's true. But, you know, they're doing their easing over there as well. Now, the majority of this toxin started here from the United States. And we don't want to talk about this. As I said prior to the break, that they don't want to tell you, the government can't come clean with you on true inflation rates, true unemployment numbers, what shape the market is really in, why this is going to fail, this quantitative easing. Because, yes, it is taking any liquidities out of the market because the banks are giving themselves money, shuffling it around, a little hide-and-peek game, like a shell game, or the street corner card game. You have three cards, pick your card. And like any good charlatan, street quarter charlatan, they'll let you win a couple of hands to get you to up the bet, and then I've got your money. Well, the upshot, well, this is tantamount to outright threat. By the way, this is a reason, another reason that the government can't come clean on the true aspects of the debt. This is why we've not had an official audit of the Federal Reserve. We can audit General Motors, a corporation of that size. We can audit just about anybody. We can audit Chrysler. We can audit everything. But we can't audit the Federal Reserve because they do not. It's just not the money that they've loaned to themselves. Not just the money that was loaned to foreign corporations. Not just the money that was loaned to foreign banks to try to band-aid their situation. And that's being kind. To say that they're putting a Band-Aid on it is being kind. That means that, well, it may not do much, but it's better than nothing. It's worse than nothing. Because it's just prolonging it, giving them more time to go suck money out of some other place that they see piles of cash thinning. Technically, the United States is bankrupt. Any which way, any ruling, I don't care. Get out and measure it. By however you want to measure things, it is bankrupt. So they can't come out because they can't break the full faith and credit of the United States. The United States doesn't have any more credit. The banks don't have any money to loan. Now, was this the same way to do things? No, it was not. Absolutely, it was not. Would both approaches to this, one being their quantitative easing and monetizing the debt, yeah, that's what they did, and they're going to continue to do that. Is that going to cause pain? Maybe not in the next 5 minutes, but check your watch. The other way that they could have done it was to expose the true nature of the bank's debts, their bad investments, their ripoffs. But here would have been the real downside to this, to find out how much exactly that they pilfered from the entire planet. If people knew, see, and this is what is going to sink their ship of state here, their state of chaos with their bailouts, if the true number of the mortgage-backed securities and everything associated was truly revealed for the amount that it really is, then people would understand. You didn't have to even have a high school education for this one, folks. Just be able to add two and two. By coming out and telling people how much debt is really out there, then they would know that any kind of quantitative easing, buying up securities, doing whatever, is not going to do anything. The only thing that it's going to do is to further weaken the dollar, and it's going to exacerbate, and it's going to put the inflation into hyperdrive. So you can have the bad news or you can have the bad news. The better news would have been for the government to come clean. Then you would have seen people clamoring to throw the thieves in jail. Do you think if the American people knew that these clowns floated almost $1 trillion of these mortgage-backed securities worldwide, that a couple thousand people in a park in New York, that would have been hundreds of thousands. They would have been standing on their private club balconies overlooking the demonstrations there, drinking champagne. I kid you not. To them, it was like a reality show, but something they could walk away from. If the American people understood how much these Ponzi scheme managers have actually gotten everybody into debt, they wouldn't have been standing there drinking champagne because they would have been too busy running down the street to save their very lives. People would have demanded justice. Justice being, get the criminals, charge them, get them in court, find them guilty, and jail them. So how do you think a scenario like that would work for the full faith and credit of the United States? It wouldn't have. But when you're faced with a situation of you're damned if you do and you're damned if you do, pick the course that's going to damn you the less, that's going to shorten the pain. And what's even more amazing, that nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to come out and tell the truth. They don't want to do it. Of course, there's their political considerations there. They still want to protect their phony baloney jobs and trying to make you believe that they're doing your business. They haven't been doing any of your business, folks. They've been doing the business to you, not in your behalf. So, it ain't looking real good. And it is going to get worse because there is no solution to fix this problem. Throwing more debt after bad debt is never a way to go. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
John, what a great topic. I'm glad you're on this. This needs to be heard far and wide. There's no difference, though. The one thing about with Peter Schiff is I see a little sympathy in his tone of voice. I've been listening to him for years also. But he has a sympathy toward the banksters. John, there's no difference between a bankster and a government. One charges taxes on your labor, and the other charges interest. They're both in the business of shuffling money.
That's right.
They produce nothing.
They produce a profit for themselves.
Yeah. They're real good at that.
Yeah, but when you say they produce nothing, when we talk about producing something, it's like you and I going to a job for 8 hours a day. We're producing our labor, and we're getting compensated for it. The people we work for might be making a product or a widget. They're actually transforming something. They're actually in there rolling up their sleeves, getting dirty, actually making something. But the vampires you speak of are working off of other people's labors.
They're taking the cream off the top.
Yep.
Constantly, consistently, it never stops. And now they want to steal once again. This is like double taxation or double interest. Now they want to take the retirement funds. John?
Well, they're going to turn it into government annuities. And, at this point in time, everybody is real trustful of the government.
They're both, I guess. You know, the old saying was they were a necessary evil. I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, and I understand what you said about Peter Schiff. And Peter Schiff would not be able to exist if it would not be for the matrix that's been set up. I don't know if he has so much sympathy for it or he's tied to it and he knows it. Many people are tied to the system right now. The majority of the businesses in this country. And if you take a look at what Ron McDonald has been saying for years, they've all got us by the use of this lousy, toxic currency. Before, and this only brought this to a head, 07, 08, going into 09.
Yes, sir.
This only speeded up the process. There were the real gamblers. There were the real players at the table reaping obscene profits and actually bringing the system down by what they have done. This was the last gasp of the bankers.
And a lot of that was covered up by the coverage of 9/11. Plus, they would never, like you said before, why would they talk about such a situation before the 2010 elections? Oh, we wouldn't want to do that. Now, would we? No,
of course not. And we're going to make it better, and the government's in charge, and Bernanke made some nice little speeches, and, you know, I mean, so did Geithner. You know, truly, do you think here that, Mark, if people understood the real economic chaos in this country and the true amount of debt that these bankers have gotten us in, that there wouldn't be cries for trials right now? I mean, criminal trials right now.
And I don't want them like the Nuremberg trials. I want them televised. I want to know everything. I want to know everything. Not just little snippets from the TV news media saying, well, this is what happened today. No. I want it on TV, lock, stock, and barrel, start to finish. Let's find out where the corruption lies. I think we can pretty much narrow it down anyhow, but that's not for us necessarily to do.
That is to have the people accountable for the crimes that they have committed.
And they are massive.
They are. And I said this yesterday, Mark, that people cannot get their minds wrapped around this. Number one, it has never been done before in this measure. The amount of debt, if they were to admit to it, would certainly crash the European Union overnight. It would certainly bring down this economy and the stock market literally overnight. So their plan about this is to somehow magically, and there is no plan. I want people to understand this.
Yeah.
The bankers have nothing to put forth because there is no place to go. They are going to continue to do the easing, the austerity, the bailouts, more angst in Europe. Now they're talking about literally throwing countries out of the European Union, throwing them under the bus because, well, they're too much of a financial liability. But the problem is every one of those damn European countries has the same liabilities. Greece just happened to be in a little worse position. Maybe worse, maybe not, than Italy or Spain or Portugal or any other country in Europe. So what have they been doing? They've been taking the issue and trying to make it political. You've heard the statements that I've read from German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. And this is worth repeating, folks. I hope you're paying attention. The current crisis makes it relentlessly clear that we cannot have a common currency zone without a common fiscal, economic, and social policy. We will have to give up national sovereignty. From the European Commission, we should make a government which would be supervised by the European Parliament. There is your new world order on steroids in total control of Europe. Nation state gone. One money.
That is why I have hesitations whenever I hear, well, we need a flat tax in America. We need, you know, something that is just set in stone, you know, a sales tax at the national level. John, the one thing that keeps us sovereign, even as screwed up as it is the complexity of our taxation system. If they go to a flat tax, you know how long it'll take them to set up the North American Union? I'm going to say within 24 hours, it's a done deal.
Uh-huh.
It is a done deal.
Well, the pieces are already there. It's just a matter of implementing it, and you're right. It would take them less than a day to do it.
And it would be done. God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate
it. Talk to you later.
All right. Yeah, Geithner, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this photograph of Tim Geithner. Now, he's a particularly evil guy. And his little trip to Europe, they just didn't really want to talk to him. You know, they absolutely did not. You know, I've got no quarrel with the government mandating that you have a choice in your IRA or 401 account to buy short duration treasuries, much like the G fund that the government services workers have, but choices have a funny way of turning into mandates. And it looks to me like the raw admission of the Treasury knows will not be able to sell its debt in the open market. So they will effectively tax you by forcing your retirement money to buy them. So isn't that nice? They're going to take the money that is out there and they're going to buy up more debt with your money. Well, why not? You're already on the hook anyhow for the debt. The banker's debt, the government's debt, everybody's debt. Whether you had benefit of it or not. We'll take the break here. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve. George up next, and whoever
else.
Good
day. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. A couple things about Peter Schiff's comments, and the thing that's always kind of bothered me about him in a way is he speaks truth, but it's either, like you said, he's a part of the system, so he knows that and he can't really tell the whole truth, or he truly believes that the government is trying to fix things or has people's best interests at heart. They're just dumb and stupid, and they always screw up.
Right.
I mean, I've heard you say many times that this financial implosion is being done by design.
It is.
It is. Yeah. And yet he seems to think that these people are working so hard and they're making all these mistakes and, oh, they're so stupid, I would do things differently. And he never says they're doing this on purpose to tear down the United States.
Or have you ever heard him say what the true mark of the debt, not only in this country, but worldwide, actually is?
No.
Yeah. Well, that's because he still gets people. He's still a broker. He still advises people on stocks. He's there to play the game until the game, well, the game gets up and walks out of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. The other thing is as far, again, it comes back to the same thing. I mean, all the jobs have been offshored. So I don't think it would matter how much money the government put into the economy or whatever they did as far as with interest rates he was talking about and making it easier for people to refinance and spend, and it's not going to make it easier on businesses. Well, you know what? That's the plan. They don't want it easier on businesses. They don't want jobs created. They want people to have a little extra spending money so that they can go out and buy retail Chinese junk and keep those guys happy for a little bit longer to keep the Ponzi scheme going. That's, in my mind, that's all that they care about, is that you will go out and refinance your home, save an extra $100, $110 a month, and go to China Central and buy that those products, and China's economy keeps on going so that they can maybe keep on buying U.S. debt. Nothing else makes sense to me.
Well,
if you were any right-thinking person in economics, you would understand that you've got to make it easier for businesses to borrow money so that they can invest in their business. But the problem is, anytime a business gets big enough that it can borrow or create enough jobs that it would matter, they leave.
Well, and they're also competing with the capital. So when you have a scenario such as this, I mean, the mere fact that it's been suggested that, mortgages, they're going to loan 125% of the value of your house. Okay, say that you might have a 7 or 8% mortgage right now, and you've already seen your value of your house drop. So now we're going to give you 120. Where did we hear the 125% before? This is when they were doing the piggy bank stuff or one-armed bandit stuff that, you can take out a second mortgage. We'll give you 125% of what your house is actually worth. Well, that would be fine if the price of the house continued to go up. But when you get to the point where the market starts to collapse, which it is, 4.5% or 4.75% when inflation, and here's the thing, inflation is starting to really heat up, and it's realistically between 8% and 9% right now. So they're offering 4.5%, 4.75%. We're going to loan you money to lose money. Well, they're not loaning a whole lot of it.
Unreal.
It is.
Yeah. Well, keep up good work, man.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your call. George in Las Vegas, I'll get to you in 1 second here after the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. And this is all segueing into the second hour here of this report from Texas on the true state of the state of confusion.
The next round of the worst financial